Again, today is the first of a 5-day series on how to boost your business and your holiday sales. Essentially, if you are new to me, my name is LaShonda Henry, the creator of Sister Sense Money and Marketing blog for entrepreneurs, as well as the Black Businesswoman Online social networking community. Every year, this time of year, especially after coming back from the Blogalicious weekend for women bloggers and entrepreneurs, I really like to reflect on what I've learned as far as increasing my visibility in sales. And, of course, you know, everything I learn, I teach, which is why I was motivated to do this particular series with you all today. So just kind of recapping what I said, essentially, outside of this series, actually, let me just go to some housekeeping stuff, especially if you didn't get to hear this in the beginning. One, as I mentioned before, this is the first of 5 series. So every day for this week, we will be on this call at 7 p.m., and I'm just going to share some new and informative ways for you to boost your business and your sales. Of course, after each call the next day, the replays will be available on sistersense.com. And if you have not been able to attend the webinar workshops that I've done, especially the first one on how to rock the web, you can find that information at sherockstheweb.com. So, okay. Now, on the topic of boosting your visibility and sales, there are two particular areas that I thought I wanted to focus on today. One in particular is local visibility. I spend 99% of my time online. So people will say to me, how do you get new customers? How do you, you know, especially with my web business, how are you marketing yourself? And I said, well, you know, predominantly on my social network, on social media spaces like Facebook and Twitter, through blogging, I am heavily online. And then the other aspect of building your brand and your sales, I'm sorry, your business and your sales, is new customers. Well, how are you getting new customers? A lot of times I have people who are coming back to me or referring new people to me. But the reality is, outside of this web space that a lot of us have now attached ourselves to, quite frankly, for way too many hours in the day, there is a whole world out there of opportunity, of spaces and places for us to utilize and tap into that I don't believe we are doing enough of. And I say that because I know that's something that I have been guilty of quite a bit. And I always want to be candid and frank with you all, because I know if there are any things that I'm resistant to, it's possible that there are other women entrepreneurs out there that may feel the same way. So I always like to shed light on that. So, you know, people would say to me, well, LaShonda, you should try and do some local stuff. I know you're online a lot, but what are you doing locally? And I'm going to be honest. I'm one of those people that, you know, when I'm tunnel vision and I'm focused on one thing, and I always say find your focus, I sometimes don't see what else is going on out there. And so I'll have all these excuses. Well, you know what? Yeah, that sounds great, but it's too far. Or, yeah, that sounds wonderful, but I don't know. It's not really for me. You know, I'm kind of busy. And really and truly, one of the things that we have to do is realize that there are, again, other avenues for us to build our businesses and increase our visibility online. So this particular past week, usually I'll give you a quick overview of how things happen in my house. You know, we get up, we get dressed, head over to get my son to school in the morning, and then my hubby and I run a few errands, and then I get to work. So we were running errands Monday morning, and I passed this big sign in front of Walmart, and it says, the Minority Expo this weekend. And I said, oh, that sounds interesting. Greenville has a Minority Expo. I went online. I looked at the website. I was completely blown away. I knew I absolutely had to be there, and not just be there. I had to vend. So I got everything together. I was able to sign up and vend. I went to the event. And I have to say, it was one of the best things I've ever done. One of the first things that I discovered at the event was that we have a minority and women-based organization here, specifically for Greenville. Now, they have connection to the community college, to the university, to resources for business owners and entrepreneurs. And it's essentially an opportunity to tap into a network that's completely new to me because, again, my network is predominantly online. So when I think about you, one of the first things I want to say to you is I want you to be proactive, especially if you're not already doing this. Google the name of your city or county in combination with minority-owned business or women-owned business organization, or even chamber of commerce, to see what particular organizations are out there and available to you right in your own backyard. So, for example, my hubby and I were very entrepreneurial, and when I was having a one-on-one conversation with the MBWE, Minority and Women's Business Organization, they said, "Well, you know, if you have an invention, we can help you through the process of working on your patent." And then, of course, we're connected to the engineering school at the university, so if you need to create a prototype, we can help you with that as well. And the membership is $50 for the year. And I said, "Well, wow, that's really interesting." My hubby, he's an inventor at heart, and he's a all these wonderful ideas, and we didn't know that right in our own backyard there was a resource for minority entrepreneurs and business owners that can help him develop the prototypes for his products. And so I say that again to say, if you're interested in trying to figure out how to boost your business, talk about sales in a bit, but just your business, realize that there are potentially various types of resources right in your backyard that you may not be aware of. So outside of looking for, and I mentioned Googling minority and women-based businesses, I also want you to think about these other organizations. There is the National Urban League. And one of my coaching clients, lovely, lovely lady, we talk, I think, pretty much every week, outside of our coaching sessions, she has a business mentor at the National Urban League that she meets with monthly. And so, again, keep it in mind that if you are looking for mentors, if you are looking for other people outside of those who you are familiar with online to assist you in developing your business, think about the National Urban League. Think about your local, especially if you have a university, if they have a business sector, a sector or organization there that you can tap into. And of course, there is SCORE, which I think more often than not people are familiar with. You can search your local SCORE organization and find out what small business resources they have there as well. So going back to this particular event, I laid out my table and I've got all the wonderful information about SisterSense and, you know, the Power Circle and my upcoming events. And there's one wonderful gentleman that came up to me and started talking to me and said, "Well, did you do all this?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I design websites and this is all my stuff." He's like, "Wow, you know, I'm a marketer, but I really don't know how to do web design, and I know all these people who need web work. Can you start working with me?" And I said, "Sure, absolutely." He said, "You know, I have a website, and if you can help me with that as well." Who knew at the beginning of that conversation, which was one of the first conversations I had that day, that he would then proceed to literally talk about me throughout the day with just about every person he met. So people kept coming up to me and saying, "You know, well, Houston said, Lashonda, you're the one to talk to." And he would come up to me and say, "Well, this particular person, there's a vendor in the back, and she needs a website for her shoe company, so you need to work with her. And this particular person needs your business." And so I say that to say, you don't know who you're going to meet and who is going to connect you to new customers. And by the end of the day, I had about, I want to say, between 3 to 5 people who wanted to solicit my web design services. And these were not even just the people who were coming to the event, but vendors at the event who were interested in needing somebody to provide a resource for them. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you felt this because I know what it feels like as an online entrepreneur. When you're going out there and either you're blogging and you're writing or you're putting up stuff on Facebook and Twitter and you're going, "Well, are people seeing it? Are they talking about it? Because they're not responding. What's going on?" It's such a powerful thing when you can have a real life, physically in front of that person conversation about what you do and who you are. And it transcends the blog, it transcends the pictures and the links, because then people aren't just simply thinking about that particular brand name. They're thinking about you,
Mile.
who you are, what you do, and what you have to provide. So, of course,
Mile.
Please know if you're on the call and you just joined us, definitely hit *5 to mute yourself. Thank you very much. If you have not taken it upon yourself to have physical conversations with people, you're definitely missing out on an opportunity to boost your business. And of course, I'm going to be talking about sales in just a bit. Now,
The pink and the little blue bottle. was downstairs in the living room, in the living room.
If you are on the call and you're joining us, please hit star 5 so you can mute yourself. Thank you. So when, again, let's say, for example, you are online and you are on a space where you know there are a few people that you can either talk to or blog with, or you comment on their stuff and they comment on your stuff, you need to start having actual conversations with them over the phone. So, can we set up a time to talk? You need to build stronger relationships with people because these are the relationships that are, again, going to grow your business. Now, while I was at the event, one of the event hosts and creators said, "You know what, LaShonda, I need you to come if you could do a video interview for me about your experience at the event." And I said, "Okay, sure." I was excited. At the time, I didn't know that that was for the news and it was going to be on the news that day. And so, I was like, okay, fine. But I think I was super excited when I looked on television and there I was. And I'll be posting this on Sister Sense very soon. But who knew, going to this particular event in the day, by that evening, I was going to be on CITN NBC News talking about my experience as a vendor at the Minority Expo in Greenville. So you have to see where sometimes there are other ways for you to get to where you want to be. I'm going to tell you three particular opportunities that I've had within the last year that came not out of just kind of trekking away online, but out of actual deep connections with individuals within my circle. So last year, one of the things that I felt really compelled to start doing was Sister Sense Socials here in Greenville and connecting with women on, again, a deeper, more local level. Very, let me see, I think, yeah, I want to say at least 4 or 5 months ago, I was on our PBS UNC TV talking about social networking and how it can help you with your business. That particular opportunity came to me through one of the ladies in my power circle, Katrina Harrell, who was also on that issue. Now, that was the first time I was actually physically on a station like PBS, and that came out of a networking opportunity through a woman within my power circle. And so one of the things I want you to do is, outside of, like I mentioned before, Googling minority and business and women-based business organizations in your circle, is I want you to start creating your own power circle within your local space. If you don't have a group of ladies that are business-minded, focused, and really understand your objective, you are missing out. Not only can I'm just going to just be real with you all, because we've had some ugly cry sessions in the power circle, just kind of shedding, light on some issues and frustrations that we've all have. We're dynamic ladies in our own right, but everybody gets maxed out, everybody gets drained and tired, and everybody needs somebody else who gets what they're going through. Now, one of my on my bigger vision board is to have actual Sister Sense Power Circle chapters across the United States and around the globe. But until I do that, I'm just going to be that person who says to you, be proactive about creating a space for yourself where you are networking with other women, because that is going to boost your business in ways that you cannot possibly imagine. And I don't want to give you a laundry list of how it's helped me, outside of just telling you about that particular feature on PBS, but here are some things that you can do. If I had one particular woman say to me, "I don't know how to meet people, and I don't even know where to go. How do I start this process?" When I decided to do my own Sister Sense socials, the first thing I did was I went on Facebook and I looked within my current Facebook friends and followers and said, "Well, who's local to Greenville that I know? Who's local to North Carolina that I know?" And I started saying, contacting them, having actual conversations and calls, not emails, actual calls with these people, and also creating a space for us to come together and meet up. Now, of course, if you do not know about it, and I'm sure you already do, there is meetup.com, and you can go on there and search for local events. There's also plancast.com, where you can look to your social following and see what local and or, I would say, across the states and around the globe, events they're going to, so you know what other people are doing as well. But outside of creating this space, and if you are in North Carolina, my North Carolina Facebook group is ncwomen.sistersense.com. Outside of having this group, which is now, I think, about 200 members, what I really have is this core circle, this we call ourselves the Fabulous Five, my Sister Sense Power Circle, of five women, and we talk every week because we are actually planning the Good Life Girlfriends event that's going to be happening here in Raleigh in December. So we're talking every week. We have our monthly meetups every month, and you need that. These are people who are going to refer business to you. They're going to help you boost your business and motivate you to do different things inside your business that you didn't know you could do or you weren't confident enough to do. So, again, having a community of like-minded individuals around you is vital to the growth of your business. So I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I did when I was muted. There are other organizations that you can look into, and I created the Black Women Online e-guide, which you can download at bwo.sistersense.com, and it has several different websites for women, but I gave particular focus to websites that are geared towards business and entrepreneurship, so definitely look at that particular section because there are some great resources there as well outside of the ones that I have mentioned. Now, one of the things that I wanted to also talk to you today about was that very day that I came home after the event, I went on Facebook and I saw a post from fellow entrepreneur and in many cases partner, definitely friend, Pam Perry. You know, we worked together quite a bit. And Pam, she posted this comment on Facebook. If you don't know who Pam is, she's the creator of Ministry Marketing Solutions and Launch Like a Superstar. She specializes in helping entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, pastors, churches really understand how to promote themselves and use PR to the best of their ability in conventional mainstream PR solutions, but also social media as well, getting them up to speed on how to use social media. So Pam posted a comment and she said the following: while waiting for your national break, don't ignore your hometown media. Subscribe to your local paper and write op-eds. Also call into the local radio talk shows. And I thought that was definitely something worth sharing on tonight's call, because today, with respect to boosting your business and sales, I really want to hammer in the thought that if you are not doing as much as you can do locally, you should do that, because that's a part of my objective as I close out the end of, well, I've pretty much been doing that all year, to be honest with you, building my power circle and going to a lot of wonderful events here in North Carolina. But if that's not something that you've been prioritizing thus far, I would definitely say make it a priority throughout this last quarter and into the next year as well. Now, at the same time, I got an email from my friend and partner, Rochelle Shaw. She and I consistently share resources in addition to working with each other. And by the way, both Pam Perry and Rochelle Shaw are going to be at the Sister Sense Power Circle. If you are not muted, please hit *5. Thank you, so you can mute yourself. yes. So both Pam Perry and Rochelle Shaw are going to be at the Sister Sense Power Circle Conference happening here in North Carolina this January, and all the details about that are at powercircle.sistersense.com. So today, by the way, as I'm saying, I'm going to talk to you today about the power of local business and really trying to put yourself out there. I've got some more recommendations to share. Rochelle sent me an email, and she said, look at this Haro email that I got. Haro is helpareporterout.com. Just go to number 13. It's a particular magazine, and they're looking for people, entrepreneurs within the Raleigh Triangle area who can talk about their experiences as small business owners. And again, that's another opportunity. But that comes from being able to create real dialogue conversations with people in your circle outside of, you know, like this, please, or, you know, add a comment. You really have to dig deeper and know people on a deeper level in your local space and also online, because that's going to help your business grow. So I love lists, and you know that. One of the things that I want you to do is think about at least 3 to 5 people, you know, my 3 to 5s, at least 3 to 5 people who you know online that you feel like these are like-minded individuals and you all have, to some degree, either via email or online, had enough conversations where you should be developing a closer relationship and figuring out how you can leverage each other on deeper levels. And it's funny because when I think about this topic of leveraging, last year after Blogalicious, I created, I think it was about hour plus, it was a two-part audio series on 27 things you should be doing right now, one of which is learning how to leverage the people within your circle because they're going to help you boost your business and your sales. Now, look at that list again, and if you don't have a list, that means that you're not creating strong enough relationships with people and you're not meeting people, like really meeting people online. If you want to ask me a little bit more about that, definitely do so when I say, you know, Q&A, it's open for discussion. But that's kind of something that's self-reflective for you to think about with respect to what you're doing. Now, when I think about Greenville, and how local business entrepreneurs promote themselves. And these are things that I'm actually becoming, I'm taking more to heart and integrating into my own business. So as I do that, of course, like I said, whatever I do, I teach. One in particular is, like I said, I was driving by and saw a big banner for the Minority Expo event that was happening here. So you need to think about how often you are promoting yourself physically within your space, whether it be through banners or flyers or going to your local library, coffee shop, even, you know, business center, unemployment space, spaces that are relevant to your particular audience. So if you've got a Bath and Body product, what boutiques, what shoe stores in the area are you going to them? Are you trying to create some sort of consignment deal? Because if they've got a boutique in a brick-and-mortar location, while you're pining away online, they have customers coming into their business every day. Are you working with these people to get your information and your product and service into their physical stores? You know, I also think about other different creative ways that people over time have marketed themselves. This very week, actually, I was at our local I think it's called Signworks. They create custom signs and banners. One, because I need to get a huge banner for the upcoming Good Life Girlfriends event that we're having here in Raleigh, as well as the Sister South Power Circle Conference in January. But I need decals. The decals, that you, I'm sure you've seen them all the time when people have their local business and their phone number and they have them on their cars. These are actually really effective as far as boosting your business and your sales. Case in point, one of the fellow mommies at my son's school, she has a natural hair salon, and her car is plastered with her information. And so had she not done that, I wouldn't have known when I was picking up my son that she does hair. And I said, oh, wow, you know, I am looking for a new hairstylist. And so I drove up to her car as we're parked at the red light, and I'm like, hey, you know, can I schedule an appointment? I want to come in next week. But it's especially when you're in a space where people drive a lot, and if it really, when you're at the red light kind of looking at what people have and on their cars, how often do you do that? How often do you utilize your mobile vehicle to promote your business? That's definitely something that I'm going to be doing more of this year. And again, on the topic of boosting your business, I want to share that with you. So whether it be looking for a custom printing service online or your local business, I will be supporting my local Greenville business, Signworks, and getting my decals and banners from them. Definitely think about doing that so that you can, as you're driving, share your service, whatever that may be. I know Evelyn's on the call, and Evelyn, you specialize in freelance writing and making it known so that as you're out there, people know if that's a particular product or service they want and need, it's visible and accessible right on your car for them to see. Now, just to go over this checklist that I have for you here. One, align yourself with women and minority-based organizations. Number two, I want you to be proactive about going out to events. Very recently, I shared on Sister Sense, the post, five things I learned from Lisa Price. When I got an invitation from Black Enterprise, they did a 2020 vision one-day conference here. Well, not here in Charlotte, which happens to be, I think, about 5 hours away from me. And I had the opportunity to actually meet Lisa Price and listen to her as well as a number of other wonderful women speak. One of which actually is Dawn Fitch, the creator of Kooka Pure and Simple. She's a BBWL member. And after I heard Dawn share her amazing story of how she got on the cover of Black Enterprise, as well as how she uses social media to increase her sales, I invited Dawn to speak at the upcoming Sister Sense conference here in January. So she's going to be able to share that story with you all if you attend. Now, two things I will say about that. If there are particular industries and organizations like Black Enterprise that you want to associate yourself with, outside of of course, being associated with me on Sister Sense and Black Businesswoman Online, you definitely should go to LinkedIn and sign up to the Black Enterprise group so you can be aware of when they have local events that are coming to your area. Like I said, this one was is a little far from me, but it was absolutely free, and we got to see some amazing speakers and learn quite a bit from them as far as how they built their businesses. And when I talk about it being far, that for me, that's been one of the things that's made it res me resistant sometimes to going out to things. I love to drive with other people. I hate to be in the car myself, so that's not something that I'm going to do. But what's one of the wonderful things that have come out of the Power Circle, my Sister Sense Power Circle, is that in addition to creating our own meetups, we are always going out to other events together. So when Tyra was at the Women's Empowerment event in Raleigh, I went with Laurie to that. We're actually going to an event as a group next week in Durham to hear Dr. Gail speak. And so the power of having a group of women that you can work with is outside of them helping you and bringing in potential business to you, you can also utilize each other and go to events with each other. So again, be really proactive about doing that as well. Join or create your own group. I use Facebook to create my groups outside of using Ning to create my social network. And I know Ning can be a little bit intimidating if, it's like, wow, it's a big social network. I don't know if I can handle all of that. But within Black Businesswoman Online, you can create a local group, especially if it's niche specific. And let's say, for example, you specialize in fashion and you design your own clothing and you want to create a local group just for that. You can create a group there as well as on a space like Facebook. And again, being conscious of the tools that you can use to promote your business essentially will help you to increase your business as well. So let's talk about sales for a minute before I kind of open it up to Q&A, because I'm going to focus on sales more so tomorrow, but I did want to touch base with you on that for today. The holidays are coming. And so what you need to do is think about two things. One, what is going to be your seasonal package, whether that be for Black Friday, because there are crazy closeouts happening on Black Friday, so you want to be ready. You don't want to be, the day of sending out an e-blast like, "Oh yeah, it's Black Friday. This is what I'm going to do." I want you to think about, whether it be tonight or this weekend, what am I going to strategically promote for Black Friday? What am I going to promote for the holiday season period? And what am I going to do to launch my business anew for 2013? Because again, one, two, three, those things are going to get you in the right mindset, and they're going to make sure that you're prepared for what's happening seasonally as far as building and increasing your sales. On Black Businesswoman Online, on the Facebook page, very recently I had shared from Carol's daughter a trick or treat promotion, and I would recommend you go and look at that if you were looking for any ideas. How do I do a promotional activity where I get people interested in what I'm doing? And so she shared this really in a really creative way, her trick or treat promotion for Halloween in October. And again, I want you to go to the Black Businesswoman Online Facebook page. The easiest way to do that is to go to facebook.mybbwo.net, and that should shoot you right over there, just to kind of take a look at that and give you some ideas of what you can do to start thinking about your seasonal promotions for the holiday. And so while you are thinking about that, if you do have any questions, you can let me know. I want to share a few things with you. One, the upcoming Sister Sense Power Circle Conference, which will be happening in January from the 18th to the 20th. And if you don't already know, you can find out details about that at powercircle.sistersense.com. Like I said, I don't believe that we should regret our activities or the things that we do or the mindset that we have, because this is kind of how we grow. But when I look back at it, I definitely wish that I was more proactive way, way longer back in the day, as far as not only creating events, but going to more events and reaching out. This has been, I think it's either the third or fourth year that I've gone to Blogalicious, one of my favorite conferences for women entrepreneurs and bloggers. And so, again, you really want to be proactive about seeing what's out there and being a part of the conversation. That's how people know you. They get to love you on a deeper level and really promote and share what you have to offer. So again, if you have any questions, definitely let me know. And if not, I'm going to see you on the call again tomorrow night when I have more to share with respect to boosting your business and your sales. So, any questions, ladies, or comments before we go for tonight?
Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care, ladies.
Good night,
Definitely.
Shonda.
Good night. Good night. I hope to see you guys back here tomorrow night. And if nothing else, be productive this week so that you can increase your profits and stay positive. More to come. Take care, ladies.